I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is November 8th, 2014. The website is theskepticarena.com. The dude who operates the website Biblicism Institute made the following replies to commenter Dave Gentile. My responses to the dude follow each of his to the commenter. Number one, the dude writes to Gentile, try to understand evolution. Try pretty please? Is that the best you can do? Dude, you got him good on that one. Trying to get a ghost worshiper to understand evolution is like trying to teach my cat the Sicilian defense in chess. You lead, 1-0. Number two, dude writes, ethics evolved from God's commandments. Well, dude, at least that explains slavery then. He wrote, they were just repackaged. But dude, that doesn't explain the time period before the Ten Commandments. He added, for instance, why don't brothers and sisters have sexual intercourse just like animals do? Dude, I take it you've never been to Kentucky. He wrote, because God forbade it in the Bible. Then the world ran with it. Okay, dude, so now you are up on this guy 2-0. Number three. Dude wrote, that's quite possible. We don't know you personally to acquiesce 100%. Talk is usually cheap. Excellent point, dude. This guy could be a child-molesting, sister-smooching, Kentucky altar boy for all we know. You are turning this into a rout. 3-0. He added, besides, Christians never said they were perfect, just saved by the grace of God, and working toward perfection, which is the ultimate prize, or the end game, and not the beginning of it. Dude, you don't have to rub it in his face. I already gave you the point. Number four. He wrote, I think you should remove the mud from your eyes. Hey, dude, I recognize that one. It's from Matthew 7, verse 5. Quote, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. End quote. Bonus point for backing up your insults with scripture. 4-0. And then he adds, the United States government and its partners, Great Britain and Israel, are the world's leaders in evil with all their senseless wars. Major fail on that one, dude. Unsupported major claim. Without links or evidence, you will have to be penalized a point for making a baseless assertion. 4-1. He continues, you have it wrong. As for the Catholic Church, yes, they have done horrible things in the past. See our article, Israel, the Scourge of Empires. We don't hide from that fact. We point it out openly, so things like that never happen again. Dude, why do you think that pointing it out openly will prevent horrible things from happening again? Pointing out the rampant pedophilia in the Catholic Church has not eliminated it, as your claim suggests. They only moved their pedophiles to places where they found fresh fields to harvest. Now the dude writes, they also have other issues they're dealing with that are also bad, and that's because the entire church system is wrong, which again you can read in our various articles, such as Church Services Are Not Biblical, and Understanding the Duties of Ministry. Again, Christians are not perfect, and especially when the church has been hijacked by leaders who should not be leaders in the first place. How would you feel if someone in your family has done something horrible, and everyone in society immediately thinks that you and the rest of your family are capable of similar acts? You would flat out reject that assumption. And yet you paint every single Christian with the same brush. Ouch, dude. The straw man logical fallacy. Nowhere in comment number four did Dave Gentile say what you just claimed he said. Big penalty for that mistake, dude. 4-2. He added, Again, take out the evolution mud from your eyes and think like a compassionate human you say you are and not just pay lip service. Dude, you are assuming that accepting scientific fact precludes possessing compassion. That assumption is going to require evidence, and I don't see any. Number 5. The dude responds with, "Where is the logic? Where is the evidence? You have given none." Dude, I hate to break it to you, but the commenter isn't the one required to provide evidence for evolution. Biologists are. Since 99.9% of all biologists accept evolution, they have already judged the evidence. And guess what? It didn't go your way. 4-3. Number 6. He wrote, "Undirected sounds like the perfect made-up excuse to cover the lack of evidence." Dude, regardless of what it may sound like to you, evolution is undirected until you can prove otherwise. He wrote, "Everything else in nature is directed. Daytime directs itself towards nighttime." Dude, that is possibly the stupidest thing that I have ever read. Then he wrote, "Springtime directs itself toward flourishing time." Well, dude, perhaps I spoke too soon. Now he writes, "Birds migrate or direct themselves in their appointed season." Nice contradiction, dude. You stated previously that everything else in nature is directed. Now you state that birds direct themselves. Therefore, they cannot be directed. Well, you were off to a great start, but you got overconfident and blew it. Now it's all tied up 4-4. He wrote, "Should we go on?" Of course, dude, we can't quit while it's tied. He wrote, "Again, the revolving mechanism we spoke about." Dude, don't really know what that means, but as long as it makes sense to you, I guess that's all that matters. Okay, we're heading for the finish line, dude. Let's see a big finish here. Number 7. "Where are the mutants? Show them to us. We'd love to see one." Dude, Wolverine, the torch. Where have you been? In church? Oh yeah, I guess you have. He wrote, "Again, you can't produce any proof. You only have assumption. And you know what happens when you assume." Dude, I don't know where you got the idea that mutations were assumptions, but if you ever get a chance to go on that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Don't go. Your family will have you hunted down and killed. Point to the commenter. Final score. Commenter 5, dude 4. And dude concludes by writing, "Trying to respond sounds like that's what you did. You tried and failed." Dude, before leaving you in a heap of ashes, I just want to point out one thing so that everyone is clear. Only 4% of Americans are atheists. About 40% of Americans accept evolution. So who are the 90% of evolution-believing Americans who aren't atheists? Well, since this isn't the Middle East or the Orient, we can be pretty sure they are mostly Christians. They are Christians who don't humiliate themselves by trying to deny proven science. They are able to maintain both their dignity and their faith. You, on the other hand, only maintained one of those. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, scientists discover an on-off switch for aging cells. Scientists have discovered an on-off switch in cells that may hold the key to healthy aging. This switch points to a way to encourage healthy cells to keep dividing and generating even in old age. In our bodies, newly divided cells constantly replenish lungs, skin, liver, and other organs. However, most human cells cannot divide indefinitely. With each division, a cellular timekeeper at the ends of chromosomes shortens. When this timekeeper, called a telomere, becomes too short, cells can no longer divide, causing organs and tissues to degenerate, as often happens in old age. But there is a way around this countdown. Some cells produce an enzyme called telomerase, which rebuilds telomeres and allows cells to divide indefinitely. Scientists have discovered that telomerase, even when present, can be turned off. Understanding how this off switch can be manipulated, thereby slowing down the telomere shortening process, could lead to treatments for diseases of aging. For example, regenerating vital organs later in life. Scientists developed a strategy that allowed them to observe each component during cell growth and division at very high resolution, leading to an unanticipated set of discoveries into how and when this telomere-dedicated machine puts itself together. Every time a cell divides, its entire genome must be duplicated. While this duplication is going on, telomerase sits poised as a pre-assembly complex, missing a critical molecular subunit. But when the genome has been fully duplicated, the missing subunit joins its companions to form a complete, fully active telomerase complex, at which point telomerase can replenish the ends of eroding chromosomes and ensure robust cell division. Surprisingly, immediately after the full telomerase complex has been assembled, it rapidly disassembles to form an inactive disassembly complex, essentially flipping the switch into the off position. Researchers speculate that this disassembly pathway may provide a means of keeping telomerase at exceptionally low levels inside the cell. Although eroding telomeres in normal cells can contribute to the aging process, cancer cells, in contrast, rely on elevated telomerase levels to ensure unregulated cell growth. The off switch may help keep telomerase activity below this threshold. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Dwight D. Eisenhower, born 1890, died 1969 at the age of 78. Ike was the 34th President of the United States from 1953 until 1961. He was a five-star general in the United States Army during World War II and served as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces in Europe. After World War II, Eisenhower served as Army Chief of Staff under President Harry Truman, then assumed the post of President at Columbia University. In 1951, he became the first Supreme Commander of NATO. Eisenhower entered the 1952 presidential race as a Republican to crusade against communism, Korea, and corruption. He won by a landslide, defeating Democratic candidate Adlai Stevenson and ending two decades of the New Deal coalition. In the first year of his presidency, Eisenhower deposed the leader of Iran in the 1953 Iranian coup and used nuclear threats to conclude the Korean War with China. After the Soviet Union launched the world's first artificial satellite in 1957, Eisenhower authorized the establishment of NASA, which led to a space race. In his 1961 farewell address to the nation, Eisenhower expressed his concerns about future dangers of massive military spending, especially deficit spending and government contracts to private military manufacturers, and coined the term military-industrial complex. On the domestic front, he contributed to the end of McCarthyism. He was a moderate conservative who continued New Deal agencies and expanded Social Security. He launched the Interstate Highway System, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which led to the Internet, NASA, the establishment of strong science education via the National Defense Education Act, and encouraging peaceful use of nuclear power via amendments to the Atomic Energy Act. In social policy, he sent federal troops to Little Rock, Arkansas, for the first time since Reconstruction, to enforce federal court orders to desegregate public schools. He also signed civil rights legislation in 1957 and 1960 to protect the right to vote. He implemented desegregation of the armed forces. Eisenhower's two terms were peaceful ones for the most part, and saw considerable economic prosperity, except for a sharp recession in 1958. Eisenhower has consistently been ranked by scholars as one of the greatest U.S. presidents. And now for the quote from Dwight Eisenhower. Should any party attempt to abolish Social Security and eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again in our political history. There is a tiny splinter group, of course, that believes you can do these things. Their number is negligible, and they are stupid. End quote. It's a good thing Ike didn't live long enough to see the emergence of the Tea Party.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking!